Greetings from the end of the kingdom, series 7, episode 5. And I am making my way now to the roof. It's the end of the first full day at Land's End. And it's been a long day. It's been fairly exciting. So I apologise if the wind has just picked up. Oh, it's damp. What a surprise. And I am just going to sit here and talk to you on the roof while I'm able, and stare at the moon and the stars. What stars I can see anyway. And we had a proper lie-in this morning, actually. I don't know if it's just the sun and the sea have tired us out, and couldn't motivate. I just needed a rest. And I thought, you know, I refuse to feel guilty because I'm on holiday. So, whereas I have this tendency to do this, I do it at home anyway, I know, because this is what I'm like, but it's like I try to fill as much of the day with stuff to do as I can. And I know I do too much. And I kind of feel guilty if I don't do anything. And it's like, I do nothing. So we lounged around in the morning and did some stuff on the website, updated some of the photos and some of the recordings. So that's kind of fun, kind of like doing that really. And then had my coffee with no milk because I ran out of milk. So that was fun. That noise in the background, by the way, is the proximity to the women's toilets. So there's obviously a mum in there, I think, with her girls, I'm guessing. Now, I have just caught the Big Dipper. So I'm now looking at Polaris, which is the North Star. No, that's a satellite because that's moving. Where is it? Maybe that's Draco. Oh, I've got this wrong. That's Draco. That's not even the right constellation. And now I'm looking at the right constellation, which is the Big Dipper. I thought that was low in the sky for the Big Dipper. But now I have got Polaris, which bizarrely is at... where are we? Trying to figure... There it is. Got it. The problem is there are just too many stars to see. The skyline, the thing is here, I noticed this today actually, and I kind of reminded myself, because doing lots of stargazing in Enfield is great, even when you go out at Strayfield Farm, right, which is sort of, you know, about 10 minutes north of where I live, and then I get to do that, and I go to the section where there is a big sky, but then you come here at the Land's End Peninsula, and nothing compares to this in terms of the big sky. This is a big sky, and there is nothing to, when it's clear, obstruct your view. Because I was looking at the front page of the website, campaigntosavethehumans.blog, and there is a picture of me, which I took at Lymington, facing more or less the Isle of Wight. And that sort of took about 3 goes to get right. But that was big enough sky as it is, but you still got some obstruction. Whereas here, because we're raised on the cliff and it's sort of 360 degree skyline, basically, and the night sky, it's fantastic. I mean, I've got a couple of... And also now I'm up... I'm raised. It's great at Land's End. I mean, I know Land's End itself actually dips down to the top of the cliff, but we're at about 3/4 of a mile up from Land's End on a raised section, and raised even more now, sitting on top of this pod, and as I look out, I think the only building that is even remotely any form of an obstruction is the farm. Do you know what it is? Is I realise is how much you can see from quite a distance, and there was a car coming down the hill with its full beams on, and so I realised it could see me. So I just stood there for a second while I was talking to you with my arms outstretched, because it was probably making a large shadow on the barn behind me, and which is the obstruction that I was about to tell you about. So that said, we then got, after we sort of chilled and milled around, we drove to Penzance. Once we were at Penzance, we spent what felt like, we went to the amusements and played on there. I had no luck. I had no luck today, because the only sort of bit of gambling I do really is sort of down here and occasionally at Southend on the fruit machines. And I don't make a habit of it ordinarily. I'm not a gambler, but I do like doing it because I don't really sort of spend my money on much else really. And normally I can walk away not massively out of pocket, but today I spent about 20 quid and I've lost the lot, right? Just had no luck at all today. Lucas has done really well. He's got the jackpot a few times with the tickets and stuff, so he's up, and I think he's quite pleased. And in the end, he had to give me the card and said, take it away, please. So I did. Oh, sorry. And then once we'd sort of decided we'd had enough of the amusements, the arcade, we found the Beryl bikes, which are these electric bikes, which are kind of fun to ride. I don't like them personally, because once you sort of get a bit of momentum, the electric assist kicks in and then propels you forward, and it's like, oh, so I've just done all this work for nothing, because it's now moving me forward. And it's sort of, I don't know, I just don't like it. But you know, when if you're just doing it for a bit of fun and you're not taking riding seriously, then it's fun, it's fine, you know. Which I, you know, as anyone will know, I take it all far too seriously, right? So we were fine. We got on these bikes. We took ages to download the app and to sign in with the payments and stuff. So we cycled from one end of Penzance to the other, and then tried to end the ride, and it wouldn't let us end the ride. So I ended up, that cost me an extra £2 while we're faffing about trying to end the ride. Then we got some lunch and had a pasty, and then found out that the loyalty card and the stamps that I'd acquired weren't quite, the didn't authorise us a free pasty as it stated. So I was a bit peeved about that. And then we had our lunch, and it was nice. It was a lovely pasty. It's like, I get the vegan curry one, and Lucas has got this sort of taste for the lamb and mint one now. So we had that, and then jumped, got ourselves a couple more bikes at Penzance, and decided to ride off to Marazion, because we do this every year, normally on our bikes, but the past couple of years we've kind of done it on the Beryls, right? So we got to, I managed to pick up one with a bit of dodgy steering. So we got to Long Rock, and I said to Lucas, I'm going to swap bikes. All right, so I ended my ride, got a new bike. This one was fine-ish, okay, it was okay, right? And then as soon as we pulled into the car park at Marazion, mine died. So there isn't a parking station in Marazion. The Long Rock one where I picked the bike up was the last one. So that was where it became awkward, because now I'm stuck with this really heavy electric bike that I now have to ride back to the docking station we were just at. So when we did, we rode back, right, straight away. So I've got no electric assist on this, and it's like driving a wardrobe, right? It's, you know, really heavy for a bike. Got to the docking station and it wouldn't end the ride, and this kept going on and on. And I said to Lucas, I can't leave this bike here. I can't get another one because it won't end the ride. So I had to ride this dead electric bike all the way back to Penzance, which is about 5 kilometres. Okay, which is, when I think about it, I've actually got no complaints, because I haven't really, apart from the ride we did the other day on the Camel Trail, I am in training, So it wasn't like it was a, you know, that big a hardship and I was like, oh, this is terrible. I actually didn't mind. I mean, it was a tough ride because it's a heavy bike, as I stated many times, but still, it was just annoying. Then we got to Penzance, got it to the docking station, and it wouldn't close. It wouldn't end the ride. And in the end, I think the whole thing cost me £8.60. And that's what I was worried about, was leaving this bike, plugging it in, and then it coming to life and being active. And then someone could just take it and just rinse, you know, my funds on this bike. So I managed to get in contact with the customer service. They ended the ride and, as I said, charged me £8.60. So I said to them, look, I've only had it for 5 minutes before it died. So the £8.60 is a bit unfair. So they said they would refund me that. So hopefully that will be on the cards. So at that point, we'd had enough of these barrel bikes. I said to Lucas, just delete the apps, we're not doing this anymore. And he was like, yeah, I know, it's just nothing but hassle. Pardon me, sorry. And then we went back to the arcade. I spent more money. Well, you know, we're on holiday, what can I say? And then we went and got dinner. And I couldn't decide, because I have like a rapport, not a rapport, I have like a repertoire of meals that I cook. And I'm just like at a complete loss as to, right, we have the little kitchenette we've got is really good, okay, but it's like a double hob. There's no oven, and there's a microwave, so it's not like you can do a huge amount of things with it. I couldn't cook a shepherd's pie or, you know, things like that with it, you know, anything that involves an oven. Some of the stuff I do involves an oven, right? So the kind of hob stuff, you know, and now we've got to the stage where Lucas, he loves cooking and he's good at it. So he was like, oh, I can do a pasta dish. And I was like, well, I wanted to do it. And he was like, oh, I'm not going to do that. So he suggested that we do like a kind of sort of bits and pieces, or as his mum's mum, Nan, calls it, pick and mix, which is, you know, not the sweets, obviously. It's stuff like, you know, mixing olives and sun-dried tomatoes and salad and stuff like that, and just having a, you know, olive, you know, anything, and making a tzatziki, or so we did all that, right? So we had like flatbreads with halloumi, and I had falafels, and Lucas had sausages, and ended up being a really nice dinner. Actually, it was lovely. Really, really, really did enjoy that. It was a good use of our time and food. We have still got quite a bit left over, so we could have that for lunch tomorrow. And then after we did that, we jumped in the car and drove to St Ives. Now, little did I know that the layout of the roads for St Ives have changed. Okay, so the layout's completely changed, and I drove down a one-way street the wrong way. So I didn't think anything of it, and I was driving down this road and these cars are letting me past. And then one guy rather angrily stops and mouths at me, you're going the wrong way, it's a one-way system. So I was like, how was I meant to know? Because, you know, for the past, I don't know, 10 years, I've been going down this street and it's not a big deal. No, you know, it's always been two-way. We, you know, incidentally, as we were walking back, I could sort of see places being blocked off. I didn't see any cars coming down, so I thought, okay. And it wasn't till we drove off I saw the big red sign that said no entry. And so I then thought, oh my god. And of course Google's no help, because then I sort of go into full-blown panic and anxiety and thinking, oh my god, what's going to happen here, you know. And then I looked online and Google says it'll be £100 and 3 points on your license. I was like, oh, for God's sake. But then I looked on Cornwall's website, Cornwall County Council's website, and it said it'd be treated as a parking penalty notice, whatever that is, PCN, which is basically, because it's a council enforcement, not any police enforcement, it would probably be about a £60 fine if they enforce it. So I'm expecting a £60 fine. Okay, so it's like, okay, I can live with that. I just don't want points on my license. So I was really annoyed with myself on that, for not paying attention, because I'm fairly sure there was nothing obstructing the sign. I just, and I wasn't looking out for it. So I wonder how many other tourists have been caught out that way this year. So, because it started, it changed in, I think, November 25. So, I don't know if I have any recollection of or understanding of that that was going to change. But anyway, so that was the negative part of the evening. And then the positive was that Lucas and I went and sit in the queue for an ice cream. And it's like the ice cream on the seafront in the sort of, you know, very picturesque St. Ives, very beautiful bay. And they had like one person on serving for like a queue of about 20 people. And we were admittedly, we were second in the queue. Lucas was just like, I'm not that bothered. I'm really not that bothered. And I was like, do you know what? Neither am I, you know? So we went back up the hill to get a drink. And then we came across another ice cream place that didn't have a queue, so we got one from there. And it was nice. It was really nice. And then we did our best. Lucas was mocking me because I last year I reported in the Five Nights in the Southwest podcast where I got attacked by a seagull in St. Ives, took the sandwich out of my mouth and headbutted me while doing it. So I was panicking that a seagull was going to come steal my ice cream. It didn't, okay, but Lucas was taking the mickey out of me as well. And then as we were walking to go and play football, we saw a guy eating a pasty and he got attacked by three seagulls, took it out of his hand. And he kicked two of them, to be fair. Not that I particularly agree with attacking wild animals that are trying to steal food from you. If they're trying to hurt you, that's one thing. If they're trying to steal food from you, they don't deserve a hit. But hey, it's easy for me to say because this occasion it didn't happen to me. So then we played football on the island for about half an hour, which is probably longer than I really wanted to, if I'm honest. So I'm just doing the arm stretch thing again against the bright lights. And it was definitely longer than I wanted to. Half an hour. I was tired by the end of it. Lucas carried the ball all the way around. And then we went back to the amusements. What a surprise. Blew another tenner, I think. And then we played this zombie game, which was really good. It was 3D. Really good game. I lost. Lucas was much better at it than me. He did really well. So, and then that was it. Then we jumped back in the car and came home. And now I'm sitting on the roof thinking, I'm going to take some pictures of the night sky, I think, before I go. And I think if I can, I will share them with you. Do you know what? I didn't bring my glasses. But anyway, I'll share them with you. So there we go. So that was episode 5, and that was today. So, do you know, I really didn't think I had it in me to talk for this long, but I have. So I'm feeling rather pleased, and now I'm going to call it a night because I'm going to go and get a drink after doing some couple of pictures, and I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.